The North Carolina Symphony is presenting a summer concert series of 10 free outdoor concerts around the state. Six of those performances will be here in eastern North Carolina. This week, Mac McKee spoke with the Senior Director of Statewide Development for the North Carolina Symphony, Rob Madry, about the opening concert in the Colonial Capital, which will include some well-known classical works and an original composition by an eastern North Carolina musician.
The North Carolina Symphony Concerts in Your Community, that's kicking off in June. And of course, June 1st, it's going to be in New Bern. What are some of the pieces that you'll be performing at this June 1st performance at Tryon Palace?
We are doing two particular pieces. We're doing three pieces. We open with a piece called by Aaron Copland. It is titled An Outdoor Overture, which is Aaron Copland's take on just being in the great outdoors, and what better way to start a concert for an outdoor setting like at the Palace and many places down east. We are also performing a piece called Sketches from Pinehurst. Carteret County native Terry Mazesco, and who's also our principal bass trombone, composed this piece 9 years ago in 2005 when the U.S. Open was last in North Carolina in Pinehurst. As many of your listeners may know, the U.S. Open's, both of them, the men and women's, is being presented in Pinehurst in June, and we, to honor that occasion, we are performing this work in its entirety in many of the places where we're performing our concerts in Your Community series. And then lastly, we are closing with the time-honored, very popular Beethoven Symphony No. 5. This piece we've performed a few times around North Carolina in January, and with its popularity, we thought we would perform it in its entirety for our summer outdoor concert series.
Now, how do you determine what pieces will be going into a particular performance?
A large part of it is trying to... Are there opportunities for us to honor something that's happening? Are we looking towards, you know, what would the audience like to hear? So this particular summer, with the Sketches from Pinehurst work, the sole reason for performing that in its entirety is the U.S. Opens. And it's got so many elements about North Carolina's history, the history of golf, if you will. We have performed one particular element out of that work called Building Community. It is such a cinematic piece and a very quick and fast-paced piece. We have performed it outdoors at the Palace and places around the state in summers past. The Beethoven 5 concert is actually, I will say, new for us. We do not often play works in their entirety. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is about a 30-minute work with four movements, but it is each movement, I think, is going to be familiar to many of our listeners in the PRE listening area, and that's going to be something that many folks will enjoy.
Who will be the main conductor for the performance?
In New Bern, our music director, Grant Llewellyn, will be conducting. He has conducted there the last several summers, and we are delighted that he's going to be really opening our entire series of concerts in your community by performing in New Bern on June 1.
Just in case you cannot make it to the June 1st performance in New Bern, don't despair, because there's going to be a couple of other performances right here in eastern North Carolina as well.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for mentioning that. On Thursday, June 12th, the orchestra returns to Jacksonville at the Riverfront Crossing Park in Jacksonville. The concert start time is 7:30. In that particular case, Grant Llewellyn is also conducting the orchestra. On June 19th, Thursday, June 19th, we come to Kentston, North Carolina as part of the Sands in the Streets series. That concert will be at 7 o'clock. In the Pearson Park area in downtown Kentston.
Now, will the same performance that will be coming up in June 1st, will they also get a similar performance at Kinston and Jacksonville performances?
Yes, we'll be repeating that program in all three locations, and all three locations are free and open to the public.
Well, I certainly thank you for your time, and good luck on your concert series this summer.
Thank you very much, Mac. I appreciate your having me.